Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. We start our broadcast somewhere in ancient Russia, circa 863. A large extended family sits by the fire weaving lapti, vast shoes. One of the children asks what you put them on. Naga, your leg, the father, Miroslav, replies. The kids all laugh as one tries to put the shoe on his knee. Нет, нога, no, your leg. Miroslav points to his foot. And this is when someone invented a few more words for feet. Okay, maybe it really didn't happen that way. But sometimes it seems like there are either too many words for legs and feet in Russian, and at other times it seems like there aren't enough. Нога is the word that describes the whole lower body limb, from hip to toe. Most of the time, context indicates what part of the limb is under discussion. And if you need clarification, you've got бедро, thigh, голень, крус, or lower leg, стопа, and ступня. Both mean foot. Ступня comes from the word ступать, to step or walk. And it describes both the foot and, in some cases, the sole. You should know this when you join a health club and the doctor demands, Покажите ступни, show me the soles of your feet. That's to make sure that you don't have a fungal infection before the doctor lets you jump into the pool. Стопа, the other more common word for foot, is a very productive little word. It means that thing with the five toes that you put a shoe on, but it also means foot in the sense of a poetic unit of stressed and unstressed syllables, like ioническая стопа, an ionic meter. It can be a unit of measure, 28.8 centimeters to be exact, which is just a hair under 12 inches, that foot Americans use to describe length. It can be a pile of paper that was originally 480 sheets, which is exactly the number of pages that were originally in an English ream of paper. For some reason, that just delights me. Or it can even be a wine goblet, although I admit I have never actually heard that usage. Outside the doctor's office or shoe store, you are most likely to hear стопа in the expression идти по стопам, to walk in someone's footsteps. Двое сыновей пошли по стопам отца. Один стал лейтенантом, другой полковником. The two sons followed in their father's footsteps. One became a lieutenant, the other a colonel. Стопа is fun, but for idiom productivity, nothing beats нога. First of all, there are plenty of нога expressions for being on your feet, running around, and running yourself ragged. На ногах means to be out of bed, on the go, on your feet. It is often used to describe someone who eschews bed rest and instead comes to the office with the flu. He is proud. Everyone else is sick. But in today's world, it's very common. Переносить грипп на ногах нынче в порядке вещей. Now no one blinks if you stay on your feet when you have the flu. In fact, sometimes someone with the flu runs со всех ног at full speed. But if you are very sick and want someone else to do the running, try saying this. Сбегай на одной ноге в аптеку. Hightail it to the drugstore. Literally, to run on one leg. I don't know how you do that, but apparently it's very fast. Стоять на своих ногах is to stand on your own 2 feet. Okay, so everyone older than the age of 2 does that, but when applied to an adult, especially with the adverb крепко, solidly, it means to be independent. В 30 лет мужчина должен прочно стоять на ногах и иметь семью. At the age of 30, a man should be on his own and have a family. And then there are нога expressions for exhaustion. My personal favorite is без задних ног, literally without back legs, which is what it feels like when you are physically exhausted, if you are, say, a rabbit. This is often used to describe sleeping the sleep of the dead. Набегавшись, возвращалась домой, спала без задних ног. She ran around like crazy, came home, and slept like a baby. Another way of being exhausted is валиться, свалиться с ног, to be so tired you are falling over. Мы работали весь день в огороде и валились с ног. We were falling down exhausted after working in the garden all day. Or you can be so tired you can barely stand.
В конце рабочего дня она бледна, еле держится на ногах.
At the end of the working day, she's pale and can hardly stand. But when you limp on both legs, you're not tired, you're floundering mentally.
Наша дочка вообще хорошо учится, но в русском языке она хромает на обе ноги.
Our daughter does well in school in general, but she's really having a hard time with Russian language classes. You should be a bit careful when you want someone to take a load off their feet.
Протянуть or вытянуть ноги,
literally to stretch out one's legs, means to die. This is a bit dated, but you might still hear it.
Старик долго болел и на прошлой неделе протянул ноги.
The old man was sick for a long time, and he gave up the ghost last week. Another deathly expression is ногами вперед, feet first, which is the way a deceased person is carried out of a house. This practice, often found in the West too, is so that the deceased won't be able to look back at his home and call loved ones to join him or stay attached to his earthly life. Now the expression is often used to mean, I'm staying.
Это мой дом и уеду отсюда только вперед ногами.
This is my house and I'll only leave it feet first. To get someone to stop running around, there is a lovely old expression you might use if you wanted to show off your knowledge of Russian.
В ногах правды нет.
This literally means there's no truth when you're on your feet, which is rather mysterious. The origins of this expression are not entirely clear, but it probably comes from various medieval punishments for stealing or not repaying debts. According to one version, peasants would be made to stand until someone admitted guilt or pointed to the guilty party. And since no one wanted to stand for hours, someone would lie just to end the misery. Now it just means sit down. Foot expressions can be a bit whimsical too.
Приделать ноги к чему-то,
literally to attach legs to something, means to steal something.
Гаражу приделали ноги.
Автомобиль тоже прихватили.
Someone walked away with the garage. They grabbed the car too. Or let's say you're annoyed by your boss, who gets an idea in his head and turns the workday upside down. That's either вверх ногами or с ног на голову, upside down. And when you complain about it at lunchtime, you say,
начальник делает, как его левая нога захочет. А нам надо весь годовой план переделать.
The boss does whatever he damn well pleases, and we've got to redo the whole annual plan. So, what do you do if you work in an office like that?
Бери ноги в руки и беги отсюда.
Literally, you take your feet and your hands and run. I don't know how you do that, but the idea is you get the hell out of there. That's it for this week. If you enjoyed this column, please consider supporting my dictionary fund by making a contribution to the Moscow Times.
До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!